The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 2, text number 20. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on June 8th, 2012, in Taman Sentosa, Malaysia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So tonight we are reading from... Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 2 text number 20. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na jayate mriyate va kadachin. Nayang buddhva bhavita va nabuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvato yang purano. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Najayate mriyate vakadachin. Nayang buddhva bhavita va nabuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvato yang purano. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. For the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. Purport. Qualitatively, the small atomic fragmental part of the Supreme Spirit is one with the Supreme. He undergoes no changes like the body. Sometimes the soul is called the steady or kutastha. The body is subject to six kinds of transformations. It takes its birth from the womb of the mother's body, remains for some time, grows, produces some effects, gradually dwindles, and at last vanishes into oblivion. The soul, however, does not go through such changes. The soul is not born, but because he takes on a material body, the body takes its birth. The soul does not take birth there, and the soul does not die. Anything which has birth also has death, and because the soul has no birth, he therefore has no past, present, or future. He is eternal, ever-existing, and primeval. That is, there is no trace in history of his coming into being. Under the impression of the body, we seek the history of birth, etc., of the soul. The soul does not at any time become old as the body does. The so-called old man, therefore, feels himself to be the same spirit as in his childhood or youth. The changes of the body do not affect the soul. The soul does not deteriorate like a tree, nor anything material. The soul has no byproduct either. The byproducts of the body, namely children, are also different individual souls. And owing to the body, they appear as children of a particular man. The body develops because of the soul's presence, but the soul has neither offshoots nor change. Therefore, the soul is free from the six changes of the body. In the Katha Upanishad 1:2-18, we also find a similar passage which reads, Najayate Mriyate Bhakadachin. Listen, chant japa later, you listen now. Nayang Kukutashchin Nabubuvakashchin. Ajo Nityashashvato Yang Parano Nahanyate Hanyamane Sharire. Japa later, you listen now. The meaning and purport of this verse is the same as in the Bhagavad Gita, but here in this verse there is one special word, vipaschit, which means learned or with knowledge. The soul is full of knowledge or full always with consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is the symptom of the soul. Even if one does not find the soul within the heart where he is situated, one can still understand the presence of the soul simply by the presence of consciousness. Sometimes we do not find the sun in the sky owing to the clouds or for some other reasons, but the light of the sun is always there, and we are convinced that it is therefore daytime. As soon as there is a little light in the sky early in the morning, we can understand the sun is in the sky. Similarly, since there is some consciousness in all bodies, whether man or animal, we can understand the presence of the soul. This consciousness of the soul, however, is different from the consciousness of the Supreme, because the Supreme Consciousness is all knowledge, past, present, and future. And the consciousness of the individual soul is prone to be forgetful. When he is forgetful of his real nature, he obtains education and enlightenment from the superior lessons of Krishna. But Krishna is not like the forgetful soul. If so, Krishna's teachings of Bhagavad Gita would be useless. There are two kinds of souls, namely the minute particle soul, Anu Atma, and the super soul, Vibhu Atma. This is also confirmed in the Katha Upanishad 1:2-20 in this way, Anor Aniyan Mahato Mayyan Atmasha Jantor Nihito Gugahyam Tam Makratu Pashyati Vito Shoko Datu Prasadan Mahimanam Atmanaha. You listen now. Don't focus that side. You boys, listen. Don't do something else. Sit up and listen. Hare Krishna, sit up and listen. It's the time for you to listen and learn from Bhagavad Gita. You can do that later on, but now you sit up and listen. I want you to hear every word and absorb and understand it. Both the super soul, Paramatma, and the atomic soul, Jivatma, are situated on the same tree of the body within the same heart of the living being. And only one who has become free from all material desires as well as lamentations can, by the grace of the Supreme, understand the glories of the soul. Krishna is the fountainhead of the super soul also, as it will be disclosed in the following chapters, and Arjuna is the atomic soul, forgetful of his real nature. Therefore, he requires to be enlightened by Krishna or by his bona fide representative, the spiritual master. So, this is very important information. You see, actually, one has to hear this Vedic knowledge. One who does not tune in and actually hear and absorb this knowledge, what is his position? He is called Dvipadapashu. You know the meaning, Dvipadapashu? Two-legged animal, you see. The most of the animals, they go on four legs, like the dog, roof, roof, roof. And the cat, meow, they go on four legs, you see. But a human being, if he doesn't hear the message of Bhagavad Gita, he is called two-legged animal. So do you want to be an animal or do you want to be a human being, you see? If you don't hear the Bhagavad Gita, if you don't absorb the Vedic knowledge, you may be decorated as a human being with your pants and shirt, you see, but you're simply an animal, that's all. So don't remain animal. Human life is not meant to be animal. Human life is meant to hear the Vedic wisdom from the bona fide, the Acharyas. It is meant to hear from the sadhus, the saintly teachers. It is meant to hear the Vedic wisdom and become enlightened. You see, you may say, what is this enlightenment? Enlightenment means, it's like if the room is very dark and you can turn on the light and then it becomes full of light, you see. So enlightenment means when you become full with the light of spiritual knowledge, you see. Therefore it is stated, Jyotirma, what is that shloka? Huh? Yes. Don't remain in the darkness, come to the light. You see. Don't remain in the darkness, you see. This one switch, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. If you will chant with love Krishna's name, then it is a switch, it will flip on this, the light, you see. If we are in darkness, then we may lament, oh, my father died, my mother died, my brother died. We may be lamenting, you see. That means we're in darkness of ignorance. Na jayate, na mriyate. The soul is not born and he doesn't die, you see. So we have to come out of the ignorance. We have to come out of the ignorance. What is the ignorance? It's based on the bodily. Do you think you're a boy? Do you think you're a little boy? You think you're a little girl? That's an illusion. You think you're an old man? You think you're an old woman? That is an illusion. You think you're an Indian or a Hindu? That's an illusion. Illusion means confusion. If you identify with your body, you must be in a state of illusion. You must be in a state of confusion. You must be bewildered. You must be unhappy and miserable. Do you want to be miserable? Or do you want to be blissful? It's your choice. Bliss or misery, what do you want? If you want misery, then go ahead and identify with your body. Continue to, if you like misery, continue to think, I'm a male, I'm a female, I'm a member of this family, I'm the son of this person, I'm the daughter of this person, I'm the father of this person, I'm the husband of this person, I'm the wife of this person. If you want to be miserable, you keep identifying with that bodily consciousness. And I guarantee you, you will be miserable. Today you'll be miserable, tomorrow you'll be miserable, your whole life will be miserable, and you become an animal in your next birth. That's a fact. But if you want to be blissful, then you have to realize, I'm not this body. I'm an eternal spiritual being. I'm qualitatively one with the Supreme Person who's the source of all existence, whose name is Bhagavan or Krishna, you see. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Is this a concoction? No, it is stated by Gauranga himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Svarupahaya Krishnera Nityadas. The constitutional position of a living entity is he's the eternal servant of Krishna. You see. So that's who you are. You're the eternal servant of Krishna. Don't misidentify with that gross lump called the material body. What is that material body anyway? It's some blood, some mucus, some stool, some urine, some vomit, some all kinds of gross, disgusting things. Why do you want to identify with that? Does that make any sense? You look in the mirror, well, I look pretty cool today. You see. Come on, don't be illusioned. Don't be illusioned by that. It's disgusting. It's grotesque. The material, especially in the, I mean, the heavenly planets is a little better, but still, even that's grotesque compared to the spiritual bodies in the spiritual world, you see. These material bodies are grotesque. Like something out of a horror movie, you know? Really. We think, oh, it's very nice, you see. I'll comb my hair very nicely, you see. Put on my tie very nicely, you see. Put on my makeup very nicely, you see. Decoration for a dead body. That's how it. Actually, the body is dead. Do you think your body is alive? No. Your body is dead. It's like your automobile. Is it a live thing? No, your automobile is dead. But when you get in, it appears to be alive. It goes honk, honk, vroom, vroom. Ding. It appears to be alive, you see, because you're sitting in it as the driver. So actually, your body is dead right now. You have a dead body. Right now, your body is dead. Because you are sitting in it as the jivatma, the driver, therefore your body only appears to be alive. You understand these points? Is it clear to you? Is it crystal clear to you? Do you understand these points? Don't put your hand in your mouth, it's muchi. Keep the hand out of the mouth. It's muchi. Yeah, don't put your hand in your mouth. It's muchi. Don't be a muchi prabuchi. Keep your hand out of your mouth. Yeah. So, try to understand this Vedic culture is absolutely important. See, the governments of the present-day world society in every country, and no government is promoting this Vedic culture. The Indian government does promote it, the American government, the British government. There is no government promoting this Vedic culture, and therefore the whole world is suffering. At least one government should be promoting pure Vedic culture to set the example for the rest of the world, but no government is doing, you see. The whole world is crying because we don't have leaders like Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhisthira Maharaj. Where are the leaders? We need leaders like that, you see. So now Prabhupada has come, the greatest acharya in the history of Vaishnavism, has come and he has established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What is it, a social club? No, this is an educational institution, more advanced knowledge than Harvard, Oxford, or Cambridge. This is the highest educational institution in the entire universe. Prabhupada's books are the most profound presentation, the most potent, profound, practical presentation of Vedic knowledge in the history of Vaishnavism. And we are the most fortunate people that we have this opportunity to read Prabhupada's books. So every devotee must read all of Prabhupada's books. Every single book, Nectar Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Krishna Book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this way, read all of Prabhupada's books again and again and again. Fill up your whole life reading these books, you see. Because the more you can see through the eyes of the scripture, this is called Shastra Chakshus, the more you can see through the eyes of the scripture, what's going to be the result? You're going to feel really blissful. Because if you don't see through the eyes of the scripture, what are you seeing through? The eyes of Ahankar, I'm this body. And what does that mean? It means misery, anxiety, distress, depression, you see. So see through the eyes of the scripture. That's why the spiritual master comes. He comes to wake you up. That why are you seeing through the eyes of your material body? Why are you seeing through the eyes of Ahankar? See through the eyes of scripture. Because when you see through the eyes of scripture, then you realize Krishna is everywhere. Yamang pashyati sarvata chamang shamai pashyati tashahana pranashami satchamena pranashyati. Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text number 30. You know this verse? Krishna says, from one who sees me in everything and sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Now, if you can develop this vision, as described in Bhagavad Gita 6:30, that Krishna is within everything and everything is within Krishna, then you'll experience Krishna at every minute. You will experience Krishna at every minute. Stay focused. Don't get splayed out. Stay focused. Tune in. Tune in. Don't let your mind go here and there like a radar machine. Tune in. You see, tune into the message. If you tune into this message, it is my message. I'm not asking you to tune into me. This is the message of Krishna. It is coming through the parampara system. I'm just a mouthpiece. That's all. It's coming through me. It is a message coming from Krishna to Brahma, to Narad Muni, to Vyas, Madhvacharya, down through all the acharyas. I'm simply here as a delivery boy, that's all, like your DHL man, you see. I'm just a delivery boy, Prabhupada's DHL delivery boy, that's all. I'm just giving you the message, that's all. It's coming from Prabhupada and from the previous acharyas. This is the message you have to understand. This is the message you have to embrace as your very life and soul. This is the message that will save you from all of the suffering. This is the misery that will save you from birth and death. The message that will save you from birth and death, you see. So try to hear it with rapt attention. Can you imagine how focused Parikshit Maharaj was when he was standing and sitting on the bank of the holy river, hearing from Shukadev? Can you imagine how focused he was? He was so focused. For 7 days, he didn't drink any water, didn't even go to the toilet. He just sat there for 7 days, completely absorbed in every single syllable coming out of the lotus mouth of Srila Shukadev Goswami. And we can't even go for 20 minutes without getting nervous, you see. And when's this going to be over? Looking at our watch, you see. He went for 7 days. I said, okay, lock the doors. We're going to sit here for 7 days, 24 hours, no eating, no sleeping, no going to the bathroom. You sit here in one place for 7 days in here. You go, oh my God, this is like torture. But Pariksit Maharaj and all those sages, they were completely in bliss because they knew I'm not this body. They were on the platform of a man realization, I'm not the body. See, they were fixed in spiritual consciousness. So it was just like deep sea diving for them, going deep, deep, deep into that nectarian ocean of Krishna bhakti. So in this way, whenever we sit down to hear or sit down for kirtan, don't let your mind wander here and there. Don't think about, oh, this problem or that problem. Just throw it all away and dive deep into the ocean of bhakti in the kirtan, in the pravachan. Just go deep, deep, deep. Forget all the anxieties. What if I told you in another 3 minutes you're going to die? And now's your chance to focus in on Krishna. If you were going to die in 3 minutes, you don't have to worry about your house payment. You don't have to worry about your job. You can just forget it all and just be completely absorbed in Krishna, you see. So do you have any guarantee you're going to live past 3 minutes? Can any of you in this room guarantee you will be living 3 minutes from now? No, no one can guarantee. So always be in that mood of complete Krishna consciousness because, you know, this is training yourself for the moment of death. But saying, well, I'm not going to die. Come on, you're going to die. How you can say your body won't die, you see? This is the most amazing thing according to Maharaj Yudhisthira when he was questioned by Yamaraj, what is the most amazing thing in this world? He said, Ahani ahani bhutani ganchanti layamalayam sheshashtavaram ichchami kimmascharyam atahaparam. The most amazing thing in this world is that every minute countless numbers of beings are being dragged, screaming and kicking to the court of Yamaraj. But those who remain here, they think, not me, I'm going to live forever. There's nothing more amazing than this. So wake up, realize that your body is perishable. You can die at any minute. Get off the bodily platform, which is nothing but misery. Come to the spiritual platform. Of reasserting your identity, I'm not this body, I'm an eternal spiritual being, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bliss out on your eternal nature. There's no reason to be miserable, identifying with gross matter. Bliss out on your eternal nature. All you have to do is have faith in the words of Guru and Krishna, and then everything becomes revealed. The whole spiritual world will become visible to you. Yashya deva para bhaktir tata devik tata guru tashaita katitahirata prakashante mahatmanaha. On Shetashvatara Upanishad 6:23, only unto those souls who have unflinching, implicit faith in the words of Sri Guru and the words of Sri Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. You want to have perfect knowledge? All you do is have faith in the words of Guru, have faith in the words of Krishna, and then everything becomes revealed as confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad 1:3. Yasmin vyagate sarvam evam vyagatam bhavati. For one who realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything becomes revealed to that person. He has perfect knowledge of everything. So why remain a fool, you see? Spouting off some nonsense philosophy. Well, I think this and I think that. Don't remain a fool. You know that saying? Pagale kina bole, shagale kina kaya. A madman can speak anything just like a goat can eat anything. You see? So don't be a crazy fellow, you see, spouting off some philosophy. You hear from the spiritual master. You hear from Prabhupada. You hear from the acharyas, as Prabhupada has described in his books. You hear from these great saintly persons. You repeat what you have heard. You understand what you have heard. You live what you have heard. And you become fully elevated to the transcendental platform. Do you realize you don't have to wait for death to become liberated? Do you realize you can become a liberated soul right now, as confirmed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Iha yasha hirer dashe karmana manasagara nikala sapyabhasta so jivan mukta so uchate. You can become a jivan mukta, a liberated soul right now. Rupa Goswami says, for one who engages himself fully, body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna, He becomes a liberated soul even in all conditions of this material existence. You can be a liberated soul right now. You just have to say, okay, from this moment on, my Lord Krishna, I fully belong to you. My every thought is for you. My every word is for you. My every action is now for you. You make that determination solidly in your heart, you're instantly a liberated soul right now. Right now, at this very minute, if you make that determination solidly within your heart, that from now on, every thought, every word, every deed will only be for the pleasure of my spiritual master and Krishna. You make that determination right now, immediately you're a liberated soul. Immediately. Jivan Mukta. So, it's your choice, Prabhus and Matajis. You can remain conditioned souls, or you can become liberated souls. It's up to you. What do you want?
Well, I think I'd rather remain a conditioned soul, thank you.
You can do that if you want. Conditioned by your body, conditioned by the Malaysian society. You know, if you want to be conditioned, you can do that. You want to be conditioned by the modes of material nature? Is it? Passion, ignorance, and goodness. You want to be conditioned by the modes, Prabhu? You can do that. If you want to be under the modes, you can be under the modes. My Devi will be very happy to keep you in her little prison. If you want to remain a prisoner of mine, you can do that. My Devi will say, okay, you're welcome. Come on in, boy. Come on in, young lady. You're welcome in my prison. If you want to be in Maya's prison, she'll welcome you. Come, my dear child. And then slash the throat, you see. You have to be intelligent not to be carried away by Maya, you see. One has to become intelligent. You have to get some brains by hearing from the spiritual master and Krishna and the Vaishnavas. You have to get some brains. Don't remain insane without any brains. If you don't hear from the sadhus, you remain an idiot, an imbecile, an ignoramus. We say in Sanskrit, mudha. You become like an ass, you see. If you don't hear from the sadhus, you don't hear from guru, you don't hear from Vedas, you're simply an ass, that's all. You're simply an ass. Hee-ha, hee-ha, hee-ha. That's all you are. Just a hee-har, you see. Just like that doctor, what is his name? Dr. Hee Hawkins? Hee Hawkins, the one who said that everything comes out of nothing. Yes. So don't remain like a Dr. Hee Hawkins, you see, like an ass. Everything came out of nothing. So you need to focus. This is not a time to look at pictures, Prabhu. Haribol. Close. This is not a time to look at pictures. You should hear. You can look at the book later on. But now you focus. You hear every word. You know why? Because when these words enter your heart, if you take these words into your ears and into your heart, you're going to become a liberated soul. You'll become a liberated soul. That's the power of these sound vibrations. By taking them in your ears and into your heart, you're going to get transcendental knowledge. You're going to get transcendental awakening. You see? And actually, you reach a point where you see all those pictures within your heart. You get to the Asakti stage, Krishna's pastimes will spontaneously appear within your consciousness. It's like a movie theater. A cinema within your heart. When you reach the Asakti stage of bhakti, you'll have a cinema. You'll have a cinema right here in your own heart. You'll see Krishna's pastimes appearing within your heart, you see. So that's why one should stay focused. When the spiritual master is speaking, you should be very, very focused on every single word that's coming out of his mouth, you see. It's not my ego trip that I want you to hear me. I'm doing this as a service to you because I love you. Because I see you're a very special boy, you see. That's why I'm asking you to pay attention. Because I love you. I'm doing this as a service to you. So in this way, if we can focus, if we can hear, if we can stay alert in the matter of transcendental knowledge, hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, then by this hearing process, which is how Prabhupada also became successful, do you know that? Then we can become liberated. Prabhupada told us, he says, because I heard nicely, therefore I can speak nicely. Prabhupada, you know, he only had a brief meeting with his Guru Maharaj in 1922 in Uttadanga, Calcutta, in the rooftop. You know, ISKCON has now gotten that property. You know that? That place where Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta, ISKCON has purchased that building. Haribo! We can go there and we can see that place where Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta. We can go to that actual place. It's so wonderful. So anyway, only a brief meeting. And then for many years, because his business took him somewhere else. He was a businessman, pharmaceutical business. He wasn't a sannyasi. He was a working man, businessman, householder, family, children. You see, he had responsibilities. So he pursued his business. He went to Allahabad. He opened the Prayag Pharmacy. He was also doing a wholesale business of representing Dr. Bose's laboratory in northern India, selling the to other pharmacies. And then after many years, the members of the Gaudiya Math, they came to open his temple there in Allahabad. And Prabhupada, of course, it was Abhay Chandan Day at that time. He was so happy to see, oh, they have come. Actually, his father thought they were from the Ramakrishna Mission. He didn't realize. And he wasn't very happy. He thought they were from the Ramakrishna Mission, which he didn't like very much. But Prabhupada knew, Abhay Chandan Day knew, oh, they're from Gaudiya Math. Very good devotees. So anyway, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was doing the Vrindavan Parikrama, you know. Many, many days, traveling different parts of Raj. Raj Mandal Parikrama, you know. So Prabhupada went to join Abhay Chandan Day. He went to hear Guru Maharaj speak. Now in the evening time, how many of you been to Vrindavan? How many? One, two. What is the nightlife there? Is it nightclubs and cinemas? No, it's darshan. Everyone goes to the temples for darshan in the evening. That's the big nightlife in Vrindavan. Darshan, temple hopping. Is that a bar hopping? Is it? They call it bar hopping in America, but it's called temple hopping in Braj. Everyone goes to temple. So anyway, that evening, the evening time, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he's giving lecture. But he speaks with very, very erudite English. The materialistic Dhaminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat. In this way he's speaking in big words, you see. And mostly the disciples of Bengali villagers, they don't understand what he's talking about. So during the evening, how many people go to the lecture? Practically nobody. Everybody goes for darshan instead of the lecture. But if only a small handful of the sannyasis and one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad named Abhay Chandan Day. He's sitting there hearing. He said, I would understand or would not understand, but still I would go on hearing, you see. And then just like in ISKCON, when you're ready for Diksha, your temple leader will recommend you to the guru for Diksha. So they recommended, the devotees in Allahabad recommended it to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. Guru Maharaj, we want to recommend Abhay Chandan Day from Allahabad to become your disciple. He said, oh yes, others go away, but he remains and he hears. Therefore, I am accepting him as my disciple. So this, he said, Prabhupada said that because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely. So this is the key. This is why I'm trying to get all of you to hear nicely, you see. I want everybody to be tuned in and hearing nicely, because I know this is how you all advance in Krishna consciousness. This is how you become qualified to become pure devotees of the Lord, by learning how to hear very, very attentively, with complete focus and not being distracted by anything else. You can draw with your pencil later, you can look at the pictures later, but now is the time for hearing, hearing, hearing. Because this is how you become perfect. The more you can absorb yourself in hearing, shravanam is the basis of all the other nine processes. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vandanam. It begins with shravanam. Shravanam is the beginning. It all begins with shravanam. If you can hear nicely, then you'll be able to chant nicely, be able to remain in Krishna smaranam 24 hours a day. You'll know how to pray properly. You'll know how to do service. Everything will become perfect if you can hear in a very first class way, submissively hear from the bona fide spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, the senior Vaishnavas, you see. So I will stop there and ask if there's any questions. Okay, we have a few questions here. Gurudev, what makes people engage in sinful activities? Bad association. If you associate with sinful people, because we have that social nature, we will do what the other people are doing. What is the result of not following the scriptures? You become an animal in your next birth. You go down to the animal kingdom. Okay, is killing plants and animals the same? Yes, it is. Prabhupada told us that in Atlanta. Whether you kill a rich man or a poor man, you're still guilty of murder. Whether you kill a plant or an animal, you're still a killer. Therefore, you have to offer your food to Krishna. That relieves you of the sin of killing a carrot. Otherwise, you're a carrot killer. Just like you're a cow killer, you're a carrot killer. Being a vegetarian is not some great spiritual qualification. The monkeys are also vegetarians. You have to offer your food to Krishna, otherwise you're eating sin. What keeps people in ignorance? Again, bad association. The way out of ignorance is good association with guru and pure devotees. That's the way out of ignorance. Anybody have questions? You can keep writing them down. I'll run out in a minute. Hare Krishna Srila Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisance. Since we are part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, why we Jivatmas do not have the ability to know the past and the future? Actually, we do have the ability to know the past, present, and future. We just have to get out of our false identification with the material body, is it? Srila Vyasadeva, he was a pure devotee, as we call it, yeah, he has perfect knowledge of past, present, and future. Because we are contaminated by the influence of the material nature, we have lost our ability to know past, present, and future. But actually, a pure devotee, he knows past, present, and future. Why Krishna let us fall from the spiritual kingdom? We wanted to leave this. We wanted out of it. It was our desire. It's like the child wants to run away from home, you see. Sometimes a foolish child runs away from home. The parents, they're not going to chain the child to his bed. Well, I'm going to make sure my kid never runs away from home. I'll chain him to his bed. What kind of parent would that be, you see? What kind of mentality would a child grow up with if he was chained to his bed by his parents, you see? He wouldn't be there. He'd be like an animal. So human life means you have to have freedom. So Krishna has to give us freedom. And if we misuse it, that's our stupidity. It's not Krishna's fault. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Sometimes we are diverted into the material engagement of being an adolescent. How to concentrate of always being the mindset of Krishna and being a youth. So, if I'm thinking that I'm a teenager, you see, and I have to enjoy teenage enjoyments, that's an illusion. You're not a teenager. And you think I'm a little kid, therefore I have to do this and that. Don't think that you're the body, you see. You have to realize I'm not old, I'm not young, I'm an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with the Lord. Don't think in terms of your body, think in terms of your actual spiritual identity. You see, that's the key. That's why you have to hear from the scriptures, that's why you have to see through the eyes of the scriptures. If you do everything based on scripture instead of your mental whims, then you'll become a liberated soul. If I surrender to Krishna, he will take away my sins. Yes, he sure will. He guarantees that in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 66. Sarvadharman puritjaja mamekam charanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayami ma shuchah. You see? Sarva papebhyo, mean all my sins, mokshayami, I will deliver you from all your sins. Krishna promises you in the Gita, if you surrender to him, all your sins are taken away. Why do we suffer? Because we are foolishly identifying with this material body. We are foolishly thinking ourselves the center of the universe. That's why we suffer. You're not the center of the universe. You're not your body. You're an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with the Lord as an eternal servant. Come out of the false identification with your material body and you become unlimitedly blissful. You have to give up the false identification with your material body and you achieve unlimited happiness. Ramasalkyam tvanantam. It is guaranteed by the Emperor Vrishabhadeva, who is an incarnation of Krishna, that you will achieve unlimited happiness. Okay. Now our last one. Why are we having bad dreams easily and not spiritual dreams? Bad dreams means you're not thinking of Krishna during the daytime. Your dreams are a reflection of what you're thinking of during the daytime. If you're having nightmares, that means you're not thinking of Krishna during the daytime. For example, if you get up in the morning and you go, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, then you're getting off on the right track, you see. When you brush your teeth, Hare Krishna, you see. You put on your dhoti or your sari, Hare Krishna. You put on your tilak, Hare Krishna. When you have your Mangal Arti at home, Hare Krishna. You chant your japa at home, Hare Krishna. You worship Tulsi Devi, Hare Krishna. You see. When you take your breakfast, Hare Krishna. When you get out in the commute, going to work or school, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. On your lunch break at work, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. On the way home from work, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. When you have your dinner, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Before you go to sleep, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Will you have nightmares? Nope. What will you have all night? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This is therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Suke Bule Duko Dako. He says, Vadane Hare Nam Bolabre. He says, in happiness and distress, whether you're happy, when you're happy, chant Hare Krishna. When you're miserable, chant Hare Krishna. In every condition, just keep chanting, and what's going to happen? You'll become completely peaceful and satisfied, and you won't have bad dreams. Okay, how can a person focus like Pariksit Maharaj with this material body? The same way he did. You sit and you listen. You tune in. If your mind's running here, thinking about, you know, this or that, say, okay, mind, cool it. I'm here to hear the lecture. In this way, you just got to tell your mind. Your mind's like a naughty little child. Okay, little kid, come in here, sit down here and listen, you see. That's all. Train. How can an uninitiated devotee claim... Oh, how can an initiated devotee claim himself as fallen? Is that an offense to the Guru Maharaj? Well, was Bhaktivinoda Thakur initiated? He initiated devotee? Sure. He's a completely liberated soul. What did he say? Gopinath, mama nivedana shuno, vishayi durjana, sada kamara cha kichu nahi mora guna Gopinath. My dear Lord Gopinath, I'm a materialistic demon. I'm always full of lust. I have no good qualities. So is that an offense to his Guru Maharaj? No, that's a glorification of the Guru Maharaj. The more you are humble, thinking yourself very fallen and lowly and meek, that is the glorification of your Guru Maharaj. But don't act humble. I mean, don't act fallen. Don't do nonsense. Smoking cigarettes, having illicit sex, getting intoxicated. Don't do nonsense, but feel yourself very fallen. And that is a great credit to your spiritual master. If you're very meek and humble, that is the greatest glorification of your spiritual master.
Can we call ourselves a fallen devotee?
That's pretty proud to call yourself a fallen devotee. Prabhupada said, we cannot claim that we are devotees. We are servants. Devotee means someone who's devoted. Right now, what are we devoted to? Our tongues, isn't it? Are we devoted to Krishna? What do you think? Are we devoted to Krishna right now? Focus now. Focus with me a minute. Focus. Focus. We're not devoted to Krishna right now, you see. We're devoted to everything but Krishna right now. We want to be devotees of Krishna. That's why we're here. But we're not really devoted yet. What's the proof? Lord Chaitanya said, I have no love and devotion for Krishna at all. Absolutely no love and devotion. Now don't talk. Listen. This is not a time for chatting. You can talk after the lecture. I'm talking to you. You don't chat during the lecture. That's an offense. You know, Prabhupada got chastised by his Guru Maharaj for doing that. Prabhupada was chastised by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati for speaking to somebody during the lecture. Don't anyone talk during the lecture. You see, it's an offense. It's a great aparad to talk during the lecture. You can talk after the lecture. After the lecture you can talk, but don't talk during the lecture. It's an offense. Okay? So, Lord Chaitanya said, I have no love for Krishna. And the proof is that in the absence of Krishna, I am maintaining body and soul together. If I had any love for Krishna, I would leave my body immediately in his separation. So, Lord Chaitanya said, he has no love for Krishna, I'm not a devotee. Prabhupada also said, I have no, even though I'm designated Bhakti Vedanta, I have no Bhakti and I have no Vedanta. So to say I'm a fallen devotee, that's being a little bit proud. You're still thinking you're a devotee. But don't even think I want to become a devotee. That's the proper way. Okay, so questions have run out. And so we'll go ahead and stop at this point. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this process of Krishna consciousness. Please, I instructed a few of you, please don't take offense. I'm doing this as a service to you to help you advance in Krishna consciousness. I hope you understand it's done out of love. I wasn't trying to lord it over you or get, you know, something like that. I just wanted to help you to advance in Krishna consciousness. And be happy by becoming completely free from the influence of the three modes of material nature. Thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.